Join your host, Des Hamilton, to find out exactly how to say goodbye to being poor and hello to being rich.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back to the Goodbye Poor Hello Rich show, formerly known as the £200,000 to £100,000 challenge show. It doesn't matter what it's called. It was with me, your man, Des Hamilton, the guy in the chair. Right. It's New Year's Day as I record this. It will go out tomorrow. Happy, happy, happy New Year to everybody. Anyone that's listened to this historically, anybody that's been with me for a little while, if you've been with me for 2 weeks, if this is the first episode you've ever heard, Happy New Year to you. I am so grateful that you're here, whether that is you're coming back or whether that is you are new. We are doing big things this year. Last year was a massive year for this show. It was also a massive year for me in terms of my business, professional life, personal life, the whole lot. Let's get into that, shall we? And then we'll talk about what we got coming down the tracks in 2025. No interview this week. This is just me pouring my heart on my sleeve, as I tend to do when I just press record and start rambling. Thank you to our sponsors. Seller Amp SaaS continue to sponsor the show, continue to support me, and continue to be an awesome collaborator, someone that I am very, very, very proud to be a partner with. They are the best sourcing analysis software that you can have on your Amazon selling journey. Scan any product in a store, look up any product online, and it's SellerAmp SaaS that gives you the data to know whether a product is any good or whether you should move on. I can't recommend it enough. I can get you 2 weeks as a free trial, and then also I can get you 50% off your first month, effectively giving you 6 weeks for free. Sign up in the show notes using that link, using those discount codes, and away you go. Right, 2024 for me. Let's reflect a bit, shall we? In January 2024, I was working. I was full-time working. No end of leaving the job in sight other than this notion I had in my mind that when I finished my challenge, I would aim to put an exit strategy in place. My wife was still on maternity leave. Our little girl was only 6 months old. We said 2024 would be the year that changed us. We even wrote it on a board. We got one of those pin boards, you know, where you plug the letters in at the front door. And it said 2024, the year it changed, because we freaking deserved it. Notice there that we put it in past tense. That's vital. We've done the same for 2025 already. Put it in past tense because then the goal has already happened. It's just waiting for you. All right. That's another little mindset thing that I tend to do. 2024, the year it all changed. Within the first month of January, it flipped on its head. Claire and I made the decision that she wasn't going to go back to work. That was a conscious thing. We hadn't had the money at that point, but we started thinking, right, now we've got a goal. We've got 5 months when the maternity runs out. We know what we're working towards. I also lost a potential business partner, taken very, very suddenly, far too soon. Jamie Chivers was a guy that was part of my journey, who was a big, big part of everything that I did. He was part of episode number 3 of this podcast. The first two parts were me and Steve, and then Jamie and Tara came on as the guest on the third episode. Called himself Grandpa Arbitrage. Lovely, lovely guy, but died suddenly in January, just as he and I were talking about opening a store together in the States. That, and I'm hoping you can hear me on this one, Jamie, that was everything that I needed to put the drive in. Life is so precious, man. Life is so precious. And it was that that made me realize it. He didn't deserve that, Jamie. He didn't deserve to go then. He had spent years and years and years of his life as a nutritionist helping people, going above and beyond for what people wanted for their own journeys. It was his turn to have someone help him. And then he was taken. And then I swore, I remember saying it to my wife when I came back, I swore I would not let that guy down. I would not, because he was my biggest supporter. And it's something I still think about. Whenever I have big things happen in me, big decisions, big turning points, massive opportunities, I say a little thank you to Jamie. It's yeah, really incredible. That was January. Our world flipped upside down. And then as we rolled through February, March, April, the money kept on coming in. The numbers went up. We relaunched our mentoring program in January, and we relaunched it with a wait list, and we made 5 figures in month one. Now, that was between Steve and I, and also a cut went to a third party. But either way, that was the concept proven. That was the community that I build, the things that I do, the stories that I tell. I know people follow me because I genuinely want the best for them. Genuinely, right? I'm very mindful that I don't sound arrogant in this, but as you know, if you listen to me before, it's something that I know. I don't really like praising myself because it comes across as arrogant. But the fact remains, I had this community that when I launched a new product, people bought it. Amazing. And the product was great. Really proud of it. Really proud of it. Really low price point. And the feedback that we continue to get is that it was priced too low. I'd rather that. Either way, things built up. All of a sudden, sponsorship deals came in. Selleram SaaS came along, became a long-term collaborator. I started getting more and more. I did an Instagram post. Wallop, my Instagram blew up, 20,000 followers. And then I could see the end of the challenge in sight. We were due to finish it in October 2024. In actual fact, we could finish it in July 2024. And then seeing that realization came, we realized Claire didn't have to go back to work. That was fine. But we also had to come to terms with the fact of, right, we need to take a salary out of our cash flow every month. That hurt. 2 steps back, 3 steps forward, you know. Then as we went into July, the challenge finished. And then I left my job. The same month, give or take. Crazy. Absolutely crazy. So from the end of July, we went bang, straight into the kids' summer holidays. We didn't work much in August, but there were networking opportunities. There were meetings that took place in August. And that led us to joining forces with Luke and Jack at Tick Marketing. And then we knew we were going to be building a TikTok affiliate platform that was simply going to change the game. And my God, it did. My God, it did. We put the launch strategy in place in September. We implemented a 10-day launch strategy to go live on the 1st of October. We went live on the 1st of October and 650 people signed up in a 4-hour time window. What's mind-blowing to me, what's so humbling to me, is that people were saying to me and Luke, we didn't even know what it was. It was just you two. It was just you two that we wanted to invest in. We didn't even know what the model was. And we're talking a lot of people, 650 people in 4 hours. Incredible. I went to bed the night before we launched and I said to my wife, tomorrow's the day our life changes. And it did. And we're so proud of this community. We're so proud of what we've built on this TikTok affiliate thing. Again, because we're giving back more than we're getting. We are running on the thesis that the rising tide raises all ships. I can't make money unless you make money. That's the beauty of this TikTok thing. It's in our interests, both emotionally and financially and ethically, that you need to get rich for us to get rich. That's perfect, isn't it? That means we do well when everyone else does well. What a lovely legacy to fall back on. And then as we started going towards December, we took this impromptu trip to Dubai for a meeting, and I'm not going to release any information about that yet, other than tell you that thesis that I just said, a rising tide raises all ships, we have just maximized that by 50,000 million. That concept of helping people in order to help us. Yeah, we're scaling that up. That is the underpinning of everything that I like to do, everything that drives me forward and gives me purpose. Yes, we still sell on Amazon. That is vital. You need to know that. Our Amazon selling, yeah, it dipped in September or October because all of our time was taken up with this TikTok thing because we saw the potential and we saw the value in it. And we saw it was a purpose-driving mission. We saw what it could do for us in terms of a business model that we would be super proud of. It's not just another Amazon store. This is something that is entirely different. This is something that cannot be replicated. And we have got people out there right now trying to replicate what we do. And you wait for this pivot. They just simply won't be able to. Exciting stuff. And that leads us into what's going on in 2025. I should mention at this point as well, of course, my wife during this time took on a lot of the Amazon selling. We got big into bundles, dabbled in a bit of wholesale, dabbled a lot in private label, but never actually managed to launch the three products that we wanted to launch because, again, shifting priorities and whatnot. But in terms of the house, we still haven't finished the loft project. We still haven't got enough money to take out of the business to give ourselves a regular wage. We're literally just covering bills. We haven't got enough to really, really improve our lives yet because the cash flow of the business is more important. Now, we're 2.5 years in. This get-rich-quick scheme nonsense is exactly that. Year three, just as with a bricks and mortar business, year three is when we're looking to actually realize the potential we've got and see the money come in that we thought we would have. But let's not kid ourselves, right? I started with £200. I spent more than that at a dinner in Dubai in December. And I don't say that arrogantly. I say that for context. That's how stupid things have got in the last 2.5 years. Right? And it wasn't even a big deal. Now, don't get me wrong, I'd love to put that on my house, but there's business expenses and then there's actual personal transactions, you know, all host of problems that come with taking money out of the business bank account. But yeah, so 2025, we're gearing up. We want to get back on the Amazon train. We missed it for a whole host of reasons. I have managed to build myself a community of nearly 10,500 people that followed me along my Amazon journey. And not talking about it much for 2 to 3 months, I felt like the quality of the community that I've got on Facebook was slipping. So we want to get onto Amazon. First, we like it. Second, we believe in it. And third, it underpins everything that I do. The sponsorship deals I've got, Amazon related. The communities that I've got, Amazon related. The foundation of the 200 to 100,000 pound challenge. It was an Amazon challenge. It will always have a place in my heart, always. So we're not going to quit that. We're going to keep on rolling with everything that we've done. We had a great quarter four, by the way, even though we weren't actively putting new stock in. Amazing how things like that happen. Then the TikTok shop stuff, the TikTok affiliate stuff has got a rocket up its backside. And hopefully by February, I can talk about it a lot more, about what it means for us as a family, what it means for us as a TikTok community, what it means for us, as in Luke and I, as business partners, and what it means for the wider TikTok affiliate industry, because it is that big. Amazing, amazing, amazing. So that's Amazon, that's TikTok. This podcast doesn't stop, ever, ever. This is the thing I love doing the most, yapping at you. I've already increased it 2 episodes a week. It doesn't make me money. No, it doesn't make me money. And I think anyone that's looking to start a podcast needs to be aware of that. It's not a money maker. But what it is the best network builder. It's the best community builder. It's the best platform for storytelling. It's everything that you need to increase your exposure. And get this, how many Amazon sellers are there out there? Now, how many Amazon sellers are there on TikTok and Instagram? Now, how many Amazon sellers out there are on TikTok and Instagram and have a podcast? We're getting small, right? Single figures that I can think of. Now, I was a bloke who only had a few hundred pounds. I was a bloke that was only a year into his journey. I was a bloke that had no idea about business and was working out of his kitchen while running full-time work and being a dad of four. And my name has somehow gone far beyond the reach that it should be at this level simply because of this podcast. And that has brought the opportunities, which has then brought the money. It's like a third distant cousin relation, you know? But I can't recommend your own podcast enough. because it builds your platform. If nothing else, you can take shorts and put them on TikTok and it's easy content. It's also a way for people to take you into their cars, to take you into the gym, to take you on runs, because I'm in your ears, if you like it or not. It's not just a YouTube thing. So as well as really enjoying it, it's also a really savvy business decision, and it doesn't take too much time. Look, I'm lucky enough where I have honed my communication skills enough that we're 15 minutes in here. I've got no script here. I didn't know what I was going to talk about. All I knew was I was going to do 2024 and 2025 and talk about the goal setting. But the benefits of doing something like this, it means you're bulletproof effectively. Go back and listen to the Rob Moore interview, and he says it himself. So with this, what I'm doing is I'm taking it on the road. I'm going to go out in 2025 and do a hell of a lot more public speaking. I've already signed up to be a speaker at a couple of big Amazon events. I'm already a hair's breadth away from booking my first speaking event that I'm hosting as a networking event in Brighton. And of course, you're all invited, but as soon as I know more information, I will share it on here first and foremost. And to do that, I'm building my own personal profile. So goodbye, poor, hello, rich might be dwindling down, and you might see more of the Des Hamilton scaling up. Because the goodbye, poor, hello, rich is the trademark and it's the brand. But me, Des Hamilton, I want to increase me as a person. I want to increase the exposure. You see what I'm saying on this? So I'm going to be out and about more often. I'm going to be on this podcast. I'm going to be on the socials. I'm going to be out on stages around the country. And if anyone wants to pay her for a flight, I'll go around the world as well. Why the hell not? To do that, I'm building my own platform, my own website, my own app. And we're just trying to figure out exactly what's going on with that. So that is my 2025. Amazon selling, TikTok affiliate shop stuff, podcasting, public speaking, my own platform. That's it. And there'll be various shades of gray in between those and on top of those and all sorts of things as well. But that is enough to keep me ticking over. It feels like a lot of work. It's manageable, absolutely manageable, especially as my kids are incrementally getting older and more responsible for themselves. But one of the goals that we're putting in place is £20,000 per month after tax in profit by the end of 2025, consistently. And with all of those things that I've said there, there is no reason why that can't be achieved. It's ambitious. Yeah, it is. But let's break down exactly how goal setting should be done in 2025. Look, we're 18 minutes in and we're only now talking about goal setting. And I'm hoping you've got this far because, yeah, we talk about SMART goals, right? Specific, measurable, achievable, relative, time-based. They're bland, man. They're bland. They are better than nearly every other goal. Let's not get mixed up here. To say, I want to get rich, I want to pay bills, it's not enough. It's not specific enough. And it's not anchored enough in emotion. You need to see what that money represents. So when I talk about £20,000 profit every month, we have already spent that. That is already the loft, the kitchen extension, the garden done up to the nines, a new car, a new porch, the damp sorted, a new bathroom upstairs, our bedroom. My God, what a mess that is. We want that sorted. Then we want holidays. This stuff, we've put monetary values on all of it, and we need a lot of money for that. And I've also got investment plans in place. You'd have seen the TikToks that I've done recently where I'm talking about stocks and shares and trading and investments and crypto. Crypto, look out. That's another facet that I'm looking to do, but that's going to be more of a hobby, and that's going to be more of what we do with our business capital, because I don't believe in saving anymore. The banks are a joke. The way this country is run by the establishment, which include the banks, is a joke. Why would you put money into an ISA with a 5% return when you can invest it into the S&P with a fairly safe 7 to 8% return? I mean, I've only been looking into this for the best part of a week, and already these glaring inaccuracies are staring out at me. Why have I been doing this for the last 40 years? Why have I been saving into a pension for the last 40 years when I could have been putting it into a solid investment plan, because a 30-year solid investment plan can make you millions, millions. Right, I fully accept here, I could be very naive, this is not financial advice. Financial advice would be saving to a pension because it's much more secure, all right? But that's not financial advice. I'm not the guy to listen to. In fact, I have a disclaimer at the end of this episode saying this is not financial advice. But these are the things that I'm gearing up to in 2025. The goals I have are specific. I know exactly how much I need to be hitting every month in revenue and net in order to reach that target. They're measurable. Yes, it's a number defined by the end of each month. Can't be more measurable than that. Achievable. No, it's not achievable. It's ambitious. That's the difference between what I do and the relative normal SMART goals. Achievable is bland. An achievable goal is nothing. It's not a goal. It's not something to aspire to. It's just something that you should be able to do. If you got a school report for one of your kids and it said, yeah, they're achieving their marks. Oh, wow. Whoop-de-doo. Thank you. You want them to exceed that, don't you? So swap that achievable for ambitious. So you want a specific, measurable, ambitious goal that's also relative. Yes, this money is relative to my business. Of course it is. And it's time-based. Yes, it's going to be by the end of the year. Set your goals and then revisit them every single chance you get. What we do is we break it down by the year, then half the year, then quarterly, we have monthly, and within the month, we've got a fortnightly window as well. On top of that, we want to lose weight on a personal thing as well, so we've got weight loss targets that we want to hit each week too. It's the beginning of 2025. What are your goals for the rest of the year? And it needs to be savvy. So I asked the question in my Facebook group, what are your goals for 2025? And some of the responses we had were great. Look, I'm going to launch a first UK private label product. I'm going to have at least one, £100,000 a month selling on Amazon. Plus, I want to get TikTok going. Specific, measurable, ambitious, relevant, time-based. Bang, is it all five of them? Goals for 2025, keep my ROI at 60% and do £10,000 months for the rest of the year would be lovely. Again. Brilliant. Brilliant. We've got a lot of people that are just starting as well. Again, 2025, this is what happens. I'm just beginning my journey after loads of research last year. Yeah, good for you. But I'm hoping to turn £500 into £50,000 by the year end, reinvesting everything and going from there. What more could you ask for? That's exactly what I wanted to do. Only you thought £500, good for you, mate. I only had two. But utterly achievable and ambitious. Perfect. I'm going to be adding 5 to 10 SKUs, which are manufactured in Britain for my private label. I've already identified a couple of products and local manufacturers. I love that. I love that one. What this guy's done here is that he's realized he's got his private label business, but he's realized the costs that are involved in going to China, the wait times, the lead times, the translation issues that you might have out there. And how hard it is to build meaningful relationships. Yet, if you find a distributor in the UK, it breaks down lead times. It breaks down translation issues. It breaks down the costs of freight significantly. You might be paying more per unit, but that's not the point. It's the freight from China, which costs all the money. I replied to this guy and said, look, more importantly than that as well, it's the communication. It's the relationships that you're going to build with these manufacturers. They will set you up for years. Years. I love it. A comment here as well from a guy that I've been on the journey with for a couple of years now. 2025 is the year of the private label. Minimum of £1,000 net profit per day on Amazon. Expanding across European markets, launching on TikTok shop and launching my website. Oh, and I'm going to launch another private label brand. It's going to be tough, but with a full-time job, it's no pain, no gain. I love that, because the things that this guy's done on private label last year are mind-blowing in a fairly competitive field as well. I love it. Really, really good stuff. These goals in place, they matter. So what we're going to do is we're going to leave it there. And your homework for this week is to get your goals in place. Write them down. Find somewhere to pin them and hold yourself to freaking account with them. Because I'm going to be coming back next month and asking if you're still on track for your goals. And you better be ready. That'll do it for the week. Happy New Year, everybody. Really, really glad to get back in the chair and get back yapping at you. We are going on the road. Keep an eye out. If we do a live thing, I would love to do a live podcast episode with a crowd of people all shouting questions and maybe some abuse at me. But in the meantime, look, thanks again to our sponsor, Selleramp. I'll see you next week. We'll get some interviews in the bag. I don't know where they're coming from yet, but I don't technically go back to work till tomorrow anyway. But watch this space. I've got a few bangers in mind. I promise you I do. Thanks, everybody. Have a lovely week. Have a lovely new year. And I'll see you next time. Take care. Ta-da.
You've been listening to the £200,000 to £100,000 Challenge podcast. Make sure you join us next time for more real talk and some undoubtedly terrible jokes as Des gets ever more closer to saying goodbye poor, hello rich. Just a little reminder that this podcast is for information and entertainment purposes only. It cannot and does not constitute any form of financial advice. We know things are tough for a lot of people right now, so if you need assistance organising your money, please seek the help of a qualified financial advisor.